Vice President Kamala Harris is in Mexico today, the last stop of her first international trip as VP. She's meeting with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to address the factors driving a surge of migrants to the U.S. She did the same yesterday in Guatemala, urging people not to show up at the border. This is just one issue in the vice president's expanding portfolio, and let's bring in Eugene Daniels to talk about that, White House correspondent for Politico. Eugene, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. And the pressure really is on for Kamala Harris to address the issue of migration to the United States. How significant is this trip and the task that's ahead of her?
Yeah. Well, both are huge, right? I mean, this idea of trying to get to the root causes of migration, it's huge. It's something that has dogged every administration, Democrat and Republican, for decades. And that includes when the current president was vice president and he was given this exact same role. And so it's mostly diplomatic. I've been told by her staff that they've been giving her carrots and sticks to tell people, you know, these are the things that we can give you to help spur economic improvement, get rid of some of the corruption. And here are some of the things we're prepared to do to you if you don't do that. And so it's a big deal because immigration obviously is divisive. And this White House has been saying for months, you know, do not come, it's not safe. And so her going there and saying it, I think they were hoping, you know, put the nail on the head. But it seems to not be going over as well with immigration advocates for some reason with her saying it. And I think that part of it is part of the political risk for her and always has been, is that sometimes when she says something, it lands a little differently.
Well, speaking of risk, do you think it is a mistake for her not to go to the border? She hasn't done that yet.
She hasn't. And I think there was this conversation about them going, her and President Biden going to the border. And then after she was given this role of, you know, handling the root causes of migration, Republicans started saying, oh, she's the border czar. And they have been for weeks and weeks trying to attack her and for not sending her to the border, for her not talking about the border. But the thing is, that's not her role. And I think they have made a decision that she's not going to go to the border, not yet, because it plays into the hands of Republicans. And then I think today she said something like, I haven't gone to Europe either. I'm not sure what your point is to Lester Holt.
So there's that issue. She's also leading the Democrats' effort to pass the voting rights bill that would counter what Republicans are trying to do, restricting voting in state houses across the country. She actually asked for that assignment. So what does that say to you about her priorities?
Yeah. It says that she is looking for meaty subjects, right? You know, high profile things that if you fix it, there's a huge political reward for that, right? And it also is something that she truly believes needs to be fixed. And so handling the diplomatic situation at the border, but also the voting rights, it's neither one of those can go through reconciliation in the Senate. So what that means is she would have to, I don't know, do magic to get Republicans on board with some of these. So how she handles that is going to say a lot about this administration. But also there is the political risk and calculation for when she runs, right? Her team continues to say that she's not focused on her political future, that she wants to be, you know, Joe Biden's Joe Biden is how it's been put to me. But the other people who are outside of the White House and who do want her to be president at some point, they are worried that these things that she's picking or being given are just too big and that it's going to be hard for her to fix, and therefore she's going to be blamed for them.
And it's not just those two issues that we've spoken about. She is also trying to combat vaccine hesitancy among Black Americans. She is trying to champion the infrastructure plan. She is leading the National Space Council. So there's the question of whether or not that's just getting spread too thin. But there's also the question of, what if she can't do all of these big things? What if she can't deliver?
What Jen Psaki has said, the press secretary has said to us, is that they have no doubt that she will be able to deal with all these things separately, you know, because they have a whole team that handles a lot of the work. It is a lot, and they are high priorities for this administration. But I think they know when they came into the White House that they had all these huge things they wanted to do, and they know historically they don't have a lot of time to do that. And what I mean by that is, most likely, 2022 midterms, they are going to lose either the House or the Senate, and possibly both. And so I think they're trying to tackle even some of the biggest things, because one thing that's been said to me is that on the diplomatic side of immigration, for example, even if she just changes a little bit and gets it better than the status quo, she will get all of this political reward from just changing it a little bit. And the same thing with voting rights, and the same thing, you know, with all some of the other issues that she's dealing with. The expectations are low because of how Washington, D.C. works. And something that I've been told by her aides who have known her for a long time, like, if you start counting Kamala Harris out, you're making the wrong bet. And so I think they believe that this is something she's going to be able to pull off. And if she does, it will say a lot for what her political future is going to look like.
Eugene Daniels, White House correspondent for Politico. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.